Well, that was two cellos with concepts too. And before that was Ned's Choice, which was The Temptations with My Girl. And my girl's arrived in here, Margaret Sims.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, it's so lovely to have you. And we're just going through some car woes. Margaret's looking amazing. She's been walking a fair bit.
Yes, don't get me going on cars.
No, we won't. We won't. But listen, you've come in here, Margaret, to talk to us about the newest High Country Theatre production.
Absolutely. We're doing The Vegan. Now, I don't know how many of you would have seen the play called In Bed with the Bishops, which High Country Theatre did a few years ago. I can't remember how many.
It was, I actually know, because I saw this with my sister-in-law. It was in 2021.
Okay, well, there we go. Mm. And that was done in the Plaza, wasn't it? There was a shop in the Plaza that Gordon set up as a theatre.
Yeah.
Well, The Vegan is written by the same author, so it's got that same kind of quirky sense of humour, lots and lots of one-liners and several plot whammies that sort of hit you somewhat unexpectedly. So I'm not going to tell you what they are. You can come along and see for yourself.
Yeah, so it's a farce.
It's a farce. It's a comedy. It's very, very good. The cast have had to put a lot of work into it because comedy, particularly this kind of comedy, requires the lines to just go bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, the timing's everything.
The timing is everything. And so working on that timing has been interesting, and the cast have pretty much nailed it. We've got another couple of rehearsals yet before we open on Friday, so they'll have it absolutely nailed by then.
Fantastic.
But it really is a really, really funny piece.
Mm.
It's got six people in it. We're welcoming back Gordon, who's playing one of the roles beautifully.
So Gordon Cope, he's terrific. And these will be memorised, these lines.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Because, I mean, the last time you were in, we were talking about favourite shorts, and that was an opportunity for people to, you know, have their first go if they wanted to in theatre. But this is not that.
This is proper theatre where the cast have memorised their lines. Memorised, guys, you know. We've still got a couple of lines that are a bit ropey, but
Like
I said, a couple more rehearsals yet.
Mm.
So, yes, this is a proper play. There's lots of fine motor movement that they have to do. The play takes place over a dinner table. We didn't put the table in the theatre because putting six people around a table and having them all visible to an audience, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So we've done a bit more of an informal Aussie backyard barbecue style.
Right, okay.
But because they've got to be eating as well as talking and drinking and all of that stuff, all of that fine motor blocking has been quite intense to get that to work and have food at the right time and have your mouth empty at the right time when you've got a line and filling up the glasses to the point where you know where the bottle has to be empty because there's a line about that it is empty.
Yes, of course. So you're the interaction with your props is, you know, quite technical, I guess.
A lot of that stuff I had at the very beginning of the rehearsal. We did a lot of the rehearsal with that. We have got some fake food because we're not having a full dinner there to be thrown away every night and be eaten every night. There are a few things that we'll be bringing in that will be edible on the night, but there's a lot of fake food. So it looks like they're wasting a fair bit of food, but, you know, rest assured it is only plastic, the stuff we're throwing out.
Fantastic. Now, this play is called The Vegan.
Yes.
Is this a play about food?
Only in the sense that it takes place over a dinner party. The Vegan is the young woman who is the girlfriend who is a law student, but who was also something else, and I'm not going to tell you that something else because, again,
give it away.
The play and get the jokes.
Yep.
So she's, I think, Valerie at one point talks about her as the whole millennial package, vegal, vocal, and I've forgotten the last of that quote, but, you know, again, come and find it out.
Yeah, terrific. And so can you tell us anything more about the plot or what people are going to particularly enjoy about this?
On the surface, it's the birthday of the woman called Beth, who's played by Nicola Dixon, and she's inviting her best friend, Valerie, who's played by Valerie, Gail, and Gail's husband, who is played by Gordon, and her brother, who was played by Ron. And
Ron's one of our rising stars. He's very young.
Yeah, he's very young. He's playing a 25-year-old. And he's doing a great job.
Stitch up for Ron.
Well, it's a 10-year jump for him. Mm-hmm. So he's doing amazingly well.
Yep.
And then Nick's girlfriend, Ron's girlfriend is Jackie. So we have these three couples, and it turns out that they've actually, some of them have interacted before when they were playing different roles in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncovering those secrets, but there are also other secrets that will come out as the dinner party progresses. Mm-hmm. And it's very funny, and I'm not going to tell you any of those secrets because that would spoil the plot.
No, we don't.
But they are very, very funny. And we end up with a little twist. Again, I'm not going to tell you what that twist is. I hope that what we've done with the special effects will make that twist clear to the audience. Oh. I'll be really interested if anyone goes on opening night and they want to hang around and tell me afterwards if they got that final twist.
Mm. So this is coming up very soon now.
We open on Friday.
This coming Friday. So
yes.
Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th.
And then the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. So three weekends, the Friday night, the Saturday night, and the Sunday matinee. And I know the weather this weekend is going to be absolutely foul.
Is that right?
Yes, we've got extra heating in the theatre now, and we've got these lovely, warm, snuggly blankets.
Oh, you've got a fantastic array of blankets for
you. Yeah, so in that horrible, horrible weather on the weekend, do come down to the theatre in the warm, snuggle up in the blankets and have a really good laugh.
It was fantastic. Now, before you go, Margaret, I was hoping that you might let us know how your training session or the workshop went.
The writing workshop went really well. We had a lot more people than we thought.
Mm. This was last weekend.
Yep. And when we looked back at the time we set it for, I thought, what an awful time. We had rehearsals all morning.
Mm.
I'd had extra rehearsals all that week. We'd almost lived in the theatre last week. And then we had the writing workshop on Sunday afternoon. Mm. It was like, really? Yep. But anyway, we'd advertised it at that time, so we did it. We had a number of people there. The Robert, who facilitated it, who's actually in The Vegan, he did a wonderful job getting people to think, to write. People actually wrote quite a few scenarios at the workshop.
Mm.
Several of them, I think, will be brilliant if people will develop them further into favourite shorts plays. And we've got the contact details of everybody. So after The Vegan, we're going to connect up with everybody and get them back together and perhaps get them to read what they've written.
Oh, fantastic.
And keep encouraging people to keep writing and building and so on. So we'll do that after The Vegan when we've got a wee bit of headspace to
Sounds fantastic. And then, of course, the High Country Theatre always sort of winds up to a children's
production. That's right. Gordon's still writing that madly. He's writing The Owl and the Pussycat. Auditions should happen immediately after The Vegan because we need to get the kids into rehearsal. And because it's mainly cast by children, we tend to only have one rehearsal a week for them in the early stages so that it's not too heavy, which means we need to start rehearsing September.
To get
enough in.
And so that'll be a sort of pre-Christmas.
That'll be a pre-Christmas, and we haven't set the dates yet. We try to avoid December. All of our experience over the years suggests that December is a really difficult time for audiences.
Yeah.
But then if you want to do it in November, you've only got a couple of months for rehearsal.
That's right.
And we kind of got thrown out this year. Normally we would have done favourite shorts really early, but it clashed with something that ADMS set.
Mm.
And so rather than clash and have audiences split and torn, we moved.
Yep.
But, of course, it's put everything else later and we're going to be under quite a bit of time pressure this year to do the kids one. But we will be doing it. It's on the drawing board, getting written as we speak.
And at the same time, he's learning his lines.
Well, exactly. He should be learning his lines today, actually. He's not writing it as we speak.
Terrific. You know, I think he's probably doing his armchair theatre this morning.
He's down at armchair theatre this morning, which is where I'm going to when I walk out of here, yes.
Terrific. Well, look, thanks so much for coming in, Margaret. And we'll just remind the audience it's coming up this weekend it starts, and it'll be running for three weekends with this Friday, the Friday and the Saturday night, and then the Sunday matinee.
Yep.
And you can get your tickets at Try Booking.
Yes, Try Booking, or just come to the door.
Okay.
I'm It would be lovely to think we'd be booked out, but I suspect in the middle of winter people are a little bit more nervy about going out at night. But,
no, I don't
but know. You know, do use try booking if you can, because it makes us feel better when we come into the theatre if we can see that there's a good number of seats booked and then a few more people calling in.
Great. But, so if you don't want to go on to try booking, you can pop into the theatre. That And that is at 119A Barney Street. So it's just opposite one of the motel.
Country Comfort, I think.
Country Comfort.
Yes. Yes, it's the old Street. Masonic Lodge, but we're on the Barney Street entrance, not the big, beautiful, imposing facade on Faulkner Street.
Yeah.
So, and you'll be lovely and warm, I promise you. We've got extra heating put in, and as we said, we've got these lovely blankets.
It's very cozy.
You can have a drink and warm up and have a lovely time and a laugh.
It's a beautiful, beautiful night out at the theatre always at the Lodge. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you so much for coming in, Margaret.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a great day, everybody, in this beautiful sunshine.
Oh, yeah, let's enjoy it. So I've been talking to Margaret Sims. Now, you're the director.
I'm the director this time, yes.
Yeah, and Gordon's the producer, and he's one of the stars. I'm learning his lines.
Absolutely, and building a lot of the props, so. He's a busy little bee right now.
He is indeed. Thank you so much, Margaret.